Now, we're going to do something a little bit different tonight, and as we come tonight, rather than having a reading, we're going to do something a little bit different, because we're going to have a series over these next prayer and praises for the coming weeks or months, and we're going to be looking at what's called the Apostles' Creed. Now, I'll explain a little bit of what that means, because that's probably, for some of us, is something new, but what I'm going to ask us to do now is we're going to stand. And if you're on Zoom, you can repeat with us. And we're just going to repeat together, out together, the Apostles' Creed as we gather tonight. So if I can ask you to stand, let's join together with this expression of what we believe. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Now, as you're seated, let me just sort of clarify one thing you may have found a little bit strange if you've never met this. When it says that I believe the Holy Church, it doesn't mean the Roman Catholic Church. Actually, this creed was written hundreds of years before there was a Roman Catholic Church. But what it means by Catholic is everybody. And it was really saying that it was an expression that all those who come to faith and love in Jesus together are part of God's great family. Now, let me just really just pause there for half a minute, because this may be new to you, and you may say, why in the world would I want to know about a creed? What is a creed? Isn't that something we add on? Well, first of all, it may interest you to know that actually those words we just spoke probably were put together somewhere around about 100 AD. They were an expression, before then they called it the Roman Creed, but they were an expression of what the apostles taught the early church. And actually what some of those who learned under immediately the apostles, what they helped put together in that creed. And what they were is they were wanting to keep what the apostles said was the core of what Jesus had taught them. Now, Al Mohler once said recently in a book, he said, Christians today believe a lot more things than what we've just said, but you cannot be a Christian with believing those things. They're the very fundamentals. So what we're doing is we're standing on the shoulders of giants. Well, they're not giants. They're giant giants, really. Because these are what the apostles said. This is what Jesus taught. So we're not trying to replace Scripture in this. We're actually, they point us back to Scripture. That's really what it does. And what they remind us of is that what we believe has content. It's not just people made it up, but it's content that was coming out of the life and the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And by going back and reminding ourselves of that, it saves us from empty Christianity. None of us want that. So what I want to do tonight is I want to focus on the very first line. That's all we're going to look at tonight very, very quickly. I believe in God, the Father Almighty. Now, it's interesting. It says, I believe. I have faith. I have confidence. I believe. But you know, when we come together tonight and we gather together, what we believe isn't just something I'm into. It isn't a fad. But actually what I'm believing in is something that is concrete, unchangeably real. God has come. God has acted. And that unchangeable reality can have a life-changing effect on each of us. I was chatting with someone just recently, and they've had a horrible life. I can't even imagine all they were telling me. But you know what? What I do know is the gospel can change even their lives. And it can change your life. But it's because it's an unchangeable reality. And it says, I believe in God. Now, this is the amazing thing that we've been learning in the scriptures. When you open the Bible, I don't know how much you know that that is a miraculous, wondrous thing. The unknowable God who's out there in eternity that none of us could ever get to. We could never figure it out, could we? But that unknowable God has made himself known. He's come down and he said, this is who I am. He's made promises to us. And ultimately, in the Lord Jesus Christ, he's walked amongst us in order that we might know him personally. We come to a God that is not one we make up. We come to the God who is real and who has made himself crystal clear to us. And we come to the one who is not only God, but who is the Father. Now, we use that word Father today, and we use it in a very toned down way in our world today. And it usually means they're one of the two parents that are in charge of a family. That's usually what we mean by Father today. But when this was written, the Father was much bigger than that. He was the one who watched over the whole family. He was the provider. He was a protector. He was the one who shepherded the family to all it could be. And he was the one who was Lord in everything. And when we say here that, look, I believe in God the Father, what we're saying is, I believe that there is someone who's in control of this universe. There's someone who's in control of this world. It doesn't look like that as we hear about this tsunami. But actually, there is someone who is a provider, who's a protector, who's shepherding all things. He's the Lord of everything. And not only that, by that word Father, but he's also one who has brought individuals like you and I into a close family relationship with him. And for those who put their trust and faith in Christ, he's the one who in covenant loyalty gives himself to you. And then finally, he's the Father Almighty. Now, there's a lot of things you can say about Almighty, and we could go on for a long time about that. But let me give you one thing. He's Almighty in this way. He's the one that's moving history. History isn't a lot of chance events. History isn't about the big tyrants or the big people or the big armies or the rich people that are around us in our world, shaping, directing, and leading the world where it will go. No. God alone is the Almighty who shapes history and all the incredible vastness of little details to the end that he has determined. And isn't that a tremendous joy for us? We look around utterly confused in our world. But what a joy to step back and to say, but there's one who's in control. And he's got a good purpose. And though I don't understand, I can trust him. I believe the Father Almighty. Now, we're going to have a time of prayer together now. And if you are joining us on Zoom, I think you'll be going into breakout to rooms. But we're going to join together in prayer and just think about that and respond. And I don't know about you. Sometimes when I'm in a sort of a prayer situation, I don't know what to pray. I just don't know, what in the world do I pray? Well, one thing that a lot of people find helpful is to take just one of those words up there. I believe in God, the Father Almighty. Just take one of them and like a hard candy sweets, roll it around in your head, sucking on it. And as you do that, let the Holy Spirit just lead you into prayer as you think about it. And you say, wait a minute, this means this and this means this in my life and this means this today. And if that's true, and let that be what leads you into prayer.